This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The International Committee of the Red Cross says that Hamas militants released two hostages they have been holding captive in the Gaza Strip.
It was the second time the group has freed hostages seized in its bloody October 7th cross-border incursion into Israel. The hostages were identified by media as two elderly Israeli women from a kibbutz in southern Israel. A U.S. official said Monday that Washington has advised Israel to delay a possible ground invasion to allow more time to try and secure the release of more hostages. Palestinian officials and witnesses say heavy airstrikes across Gaza have demolished buildings and killed hundreds of people. Steve Karish, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he has discussed the conflict in Israel with both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Pope.
And I laid out to him what the game plan was, how we thought we should be providing the kind of assistance to Israel that needed. And the Pope was across the board supportive of what we're doing.
Biden also convened a call with the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom to discuss the conflict. Among topics discussed, the White House said that the leaders committed to working closely to keep the war from spreading while seeking a political solution. The Pentagon has sent advisors, including a Marine Corps general versed in urban warfare, to Israel to assist in its plans to conduct a ground assault in Gaza. It is also speeding up multiple sophisticated air defense systems to the Middle East to defend U.S. bases in anticipation of an additional retaliatory strike by Iranian-backed groups. The U.S. is sending multiple Patriot battalions in a terminal high-altitude area defense system, as well as